This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hurricane Beryl has been closing in on the southeastern Caribbean. Officials pleading with people there to take shelter from the dangerous storm. Landfall was expected in the Windward Islands. President Biden's family reportedly is urging him to stay in the race despite that debate performance that has even some Democrats worried. And there's more, says the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Some members on a Democratic National Committee conference call this weekend are telling the Associated Press their leadership is largely ignoring Biden's weak showing Thursday night and feel they're being told to ignore the dire nature of the party's predicament. Some party strategists and donors are calling for the 81-year-old Biden to step aside. But Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock says Biden should stay in.
America is better, a whole lot better, than Donald Trump. And we've had a primary. It's our job to demonstrate that. The world is watching and our children are counting on us to get this right.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press, where Donald Trump supporter Governor Doug Burgum of North Dakota says the president's weakness was obvious.
All of America saw it, and you know who else saw it? Yeah. Our adversary saw it. Putin saw it.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Trump ally Steve Bannon is scheduled to report to a federal prison in Connecticut today. He'll serve a four-month sentence on contempt charges for defying a subpoena in the congressional investigation into the U.S. Capitol attack. The celebration of LGBTQ plus pride reached a grand finale on Sunday with revelers at parades in cities including New York. Tolby Regan was there.
I think it's really important for everyone to come together and like celebrate everybody and how different everybody is, but we're all like unified by our sexuality.
Millions of Americans are traveling this week for the July 4th holiday. This is AP News. Inside Out 2 is the number one weekend movie, but another movie is making a big splash.
A Quiet Place Day One is making noise at the box office. The prequel earned an estimated $53 million in its first weekend in North American theaters. That's according to studio estimates. The same cannot be said for Kevin Costner's self-financed film Horizon: An American Saga, Chapter 1, which only debuted at $11 million. Day 1 also missed out on number 1 by a hair. That title went again to Disney and Pixar's juggernaut Inside Out 2, which made an estimated $57.4 million in its third weekend in theaters. I'm Haya Panjwani.
WestJet canceled hundreds of flights, it said yesterday, because of a strike by plane mechanics. It's Canada's second largest airline. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options, all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said. You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.